From Mason City to your hometown, we've got the information you need. Turn us on at home, work, and in the car. AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we get a chance right now to talk with Mason City High football coach John Lee as we're talking Mohawks today. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, Tim. How are you doing?
Really good. Yeah, it was. Here you guys are off to a 2-0 start. So finally getting back on the sidelines again last week. Let's start with that. That had to, in itself, feel pretty good for everybody.
No, just to get the kids out at Mohawk Stadium and on the field was, and for me to be on the Mohawk sidelines again was special. It was fun. It was exciting. Our kids played really good. We left a lot of opportunities out there, but overall, it was a great way to come home to Mohawk Stadium.
Yeah, you know, when you think back on that football game, like you say, you left some opportunities out there. And I think I even noted in the broadcast on the radio, there were a few more miscues in this game than you had at Marshalltown.
Yeah.
But that's probably to be expected after that two-three-week layoff, isn't it?
You know, we had 2-week layoff, and like I think I said even on your broadcast last week, it's kind of in a way like our first game again. I think the jitters were there a little bit. You had so many distractions with homecoming, senior night. You know, there's just a lot of little things that add up, I think. And so we didn't play perfect, but we're talking also the miscues were, we had a receiver rolling out, could have been a touchdown. It was 6 inches over his fingertips. He caught it. It was brought back on the second play of the game. If he didn't move a quarter second earlier and that ball was 6 inches, shorter, it's a touchdown. And in the second play of the game, we're up 7-0. We missed, probably 4 passes that could have gone for 60 or more yards. Then we watched film, and there were so many run plays that we were right there on. But you use that as teachable moments for your kids. You also talk about what we had, 2 personal, 2 unsportsmanlike penalties, and things that you can't do against teams like Webster City. They'll take advantage of that every single time. Boone was not really in a position to always take advantage of those. And then they make a mistake. And I just don't see Webster City doing that. So we try to clean that up this week. We talked a lot about those kind of things. And when things go against us or go, against the kid, what do you do? And it's kind of like we talk about life a lot. And just you get up and you move to the next play, but you got to have a short memory on a football field. Well, on any sporting event, you just got to have a short memory.
Well, I was thinking about this, John. That was a Boone team that hadn't won a ball game. They hadn't scored a touchdown. But you had said going in they were probably better than that in that they'd come close a few times. They had the one kid. The kick return for a touchdown. He's very, very, very athletic.
Yeah. Like we said, every time we watched film on them last week, we really were like, God, how have they not scored a point? And how, they got beat. Sorry. 0-34, 0-41, and we watched them against all those teams. And again, they have probably 16, 17 turnovers on the season. They're averaging like 4 a game. Well, you can't win like that. It's just every coach in the world knows that is something you just can't overcome. And they had the fumbles and they had missed opportunities against us. And they got a very talented team, and they move the ball well, and they got some great athletes. They really do. It's just, for some reason, they can't pull it together, and we got out with a win, 26-12, and we were obviously quite happy with that. We were a little bit disappointed in how we played, but afterwards, as coaches sat around, and before we went all home for the, we were a little disappointed, and somebody had brought up the point, when's the last time Mohawk football won a game and was actually disappointed? And hey, that's a good sign, guys. That means we have higher expectations. We know we have a higher ceiling. Now let's go get it. And so, we got out with a win, and a win is a win, and we're excited to be 2-0.
I was talking with someone earlier this week talking about playing a ranked team, and Webster City is a ranked, top-10 ranked team. Yep. And I said, from the standpoint that Mason City High has played a ranked team just about every week of the football season in past years, in the 4A class, this will be their first ranked opponent this year. True, but how does this team compare to some of the ranked teams that Mason City may have played?
Well, obviously, the ranked teams in the 4A, you know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes or hurt anybody's feelings, but the top 10 4A are slightly faster, bigger, stronger than the top 10 of the 3A. And I'm sure somebody might get, you know, yeah, the top one or two of 3A can maybe compete with some of the smaller, you know, lower end ranked 4A teams, whatever. I'm not going to say they can't, but, you know, the Valleys, the Waukees, the Dowlings, the Southeast Polks of the world that we've gone toe-to-toe with over the last 20 years are exceptional. I mean, they really are. The top three to five, let's say top five of 4A are exceptional football. And so if they're not just great athletes, they're very well coached. They're, you know, faster, and a lot of those kids are going Division One. And when you got somebody like 3A, like Webster City, they don't have those kind of athletes. But what they do have is very well-coached football. They're very solid. You know, they're a good-sized team. They're very disciplined. They're always in the right spot defensively, making the play. They're going to make you go the entire football field. I think the biggest play I've seen against them might be a 42-yard quarterback scramble. And so offensively, they run that spin fullback, and they just gain 3 to 6 to 4 to 10 yards consistently. You don't see a lot of tackles for losses against them. They don't really fumble, turn the ball over. They only pass 6-7 times a game, but it's usually very disciplined. So we got to play disciplined football tomorrow night.
So most of it's going to be between the tackles? Is that what you're telling me I should be looking for?
Between the tackles? Is that what you said?
Yeah, between the tackles.
They're going to put 9 guys between the tackles and tight ends. You know, they got 4 guys in the backfield. They run the spinning fullback, the quarterback, and they got a fullback who's really a glorified guard in the backfield between the center and the guard. They do roll out a little bit. They do, you know, they do sweep because they're going to keep you honest, obviously. But they're going to send 2 or 3 guys in gaps. They're going to go outside. They're going to go inside, outside, inside. What's that old Newt Rockne speech? It's a lot like that. They are just going to pound the ball. And when they think you're cheating too much, they're going to do a play action or a rollout. And that's what they do. And they wait for you to miscue. They wait and they take advantage of other teams' mistakes. And so we got to eliminate our mistakes and wait for them to hopefully make a mistake and play good football. They're, like I said, they are a top 10 opponent. They are a very good team. And we got to play Mohawk-style football that we've done the last couple times. And also realize we have played with big teams and fast teams over the years. And, you know, we all know we haven't had the winning records, but we've played some of those teams really tough. You know, there's been many times where we've gone in the, you know, third quarter playing pretty good against some of those 4A teams that were ranked. And then we just gets away from us for whatever reason. So we just got to know the style of football we can play and go to Webster City and play our style of football.
Well, your style of football so far through 2 football games, John, you've just with the quarterback spot alone, it's been a two-headed monster kind of thing. One probably runs the ball more than the other one does, but they both can do some things.
They both have their talents. Connor Dalen can run the ball. He is, he's yardage-wise and everything. He's probably our best running back. But he has a good arm, throws a good ball. He's a great leader, field general out there. And I think kids have great respect for him. And he is, you know, a humble guy who just runs behind his offensive line. And, you know, he will get that extra yard. He'll get hit at 2, but he'll go down at 3 or 4. Cale Hobart, I think, is growing each week. You know, he's consistent back there. He's learning the game. We will continue to mix it up, but Connor does give us more of a kind of flash in the pan. I'm sure the coaches, you know, are getting ready for Connor more than, Mr. Hobart. Not to say Hobart hasn't done great things for us, cause he has, he's thrown, you know, for whatever is 150 yards and 100 and some yards. And, you know, he's had big throws to Carter Thomas. And so you got to prepare for both, and they both do bring a different style of game, and Coach Ryder does a good job of calling a different style of game when they're in there.
You talked about Carter Thomas there, and you really do have some receivers that your quarterbacks can look to.
Yeah, Carter is, we all know, is a great athlete, but and we even talked this week. There are number two, number three, and number four receivers. I feel very comfortable with getting the ball. And we talked about quarterbacks going back. We try to go back to some of our basic reads that we just don't always look his way, that we have to go back to our reads. And sometimes we were throwing, you know, and they put three guys on our two, and we were one-on-one backside, and our read should go back to one-on-one. And so we worked on that this week about trying to be more true to your reads. And but, yeah, we got guys who can catch, and there was one that, you know, could have been a 40- or 50-yard touchdown to Wolf Engelson, just over his fingertips on kind of a wheel route. And, you know, he had opportunity, and Reed Johnson had some big plays for us. And George, you know, Rivera, he's the one that had two touchdowns, really, but one was overthrown, and the other one, like I said, he was moving to begin with, and just barely, he caught it for a 40-yard gain. But George can run. We all know George can run. And we're going to look for opportunities to get him the ball, too. So, like I said, we got guys. Isaiah Washington has really come on, too. And he's a big body out there. We're going to try to get him the ball. And Jake, we're pretty happy with also. And Ben Amundsen's a two-way starter for us and is a heck of a player. Ben does a great job. But, you know, when we bring Jalen in, Winter, and he gives us a different look in the backfield. And he really ran well the sweep and inside and got us some dirty yards and had a great game for us. So hopefully we're starting to click. Hopefully we can put it together this Friday night.
You healthy this week, John? Everybody feeling good? You know, I almost have to do the virus update as much as anything. But, I mean, is everybody coming out of that game? Are they healthy going into third game?
You know, we called or caught it. George Rivera came out last Friday. Didn't go back in because he kind of tweaked his hamstring, and we were in a position where we were like, you know what, we're good. Let's keep him out. And he's we killed, hold him out for 3 or 4 days, but he's back doing well. And that was the only thing that was coming out of that game. So we're fully healthy. We're going into, you know, very rarely do you say you're going into week five, not week three, week five, depends on what you want to call it for us. But rarely week five do you go in saying you're completely healthy. But we really are. And we've been virus-free this week and quarantine-free or whatever you want to call it. And so, yes, as of right now, but we all know, you know, our freshmen, we're heading to a game on Monday. They had a big victory against Boone, 50-12. But I think 30 minutes before they got on the bus, one of their kids got pulled and was sent home for quarantine. So we all know that it can happen at any moment, like literally. I think it was one of them, a football game or was it a baseball game? I go back to, or they stopped the game because of a kid tested positive for COVID and the results had come back.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was. So literally it is a day by day, hour to hour, minute by minute situation we're in right now in the state of Iowa and in the state of the nation. But I think we all coaches and players realize that. And so you have no choice other than just to step forward every moment and get ready and realize there could be a curveball at any moment.
True, for sure. That's so, so true. Well, John, I'll bring along some extra cough drops if you need them, okay? Just holler.
Right. you just cough needs to just go away.
Yeah, you're doing...
I feel great. I do feel great.
You're doing fine.
That little cough.
You're doing fine.
I appreciate
it. Hey, listen, I appreciate your time. Good luck in this football game.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. It's John Lee, the head football coach at Mason City High School, with us on our Talking Mohawks program on AM 1300, KGLO.